coming into about where my interviewing you is about to come to a close here. But first, I've got a new segment idea for you.
Okay.
So one of the things that, here's my suggestion to you, take it for what you will. It's kind of a rapid fire question. Feel free to expand if you want to, but feel free to fire away. And I'd love to see you add this to your show and ask your people. I personally call it straight from the tap. Call it whatever you will.
Okay.
But it gives me a chance to ask you. I've got 7 questions for you. So it gives me a chance to ask them to you right up here. And then of course, I get to flip it over to the ultimate host, which is you. So here we go. Question number 1. What's your favorite style of beer?
IPA. You know that.
I was going to try and mouth it with you.
Yeah.
I did know that.
I have kind of an IPA addiction. Like, I got a serious problem.
We won't talk about how many untapped check-ins you have in just the IPA category, but it's a badge of honor. I know that.
Yeah. Okay. I was about ready to say it's.
I know you were.
To say the number. It's a really large number, and it's only that's different. That's not even just like I'll drink the same IPA sometimes because they're really good.
You know what they say about people who do that, by the way, is they have some drinking problems, my friend.
We like to call it a hobby in the craft beer industry. We call it a hobby.
No. Fair enough. Absolutely. I got you. All right. So you got question number 1 in the can. Let's go to question number 2. Yep. This one gets a little bit harder. Number of states, provinces, because don't forget I represent the Canadians as well here, and countries you have physically had a beer in.
Wow. Well, I've been to all 50 states. However, I'm not sure that I can say that I definitely had a beer in every one of them, since a lot of the early stages of that travel was with coaching, and sometimes drinking and coaching goes hand in hand, but not always. So I'm going to say, in an effort to not be wrong, I won't say it's all 50 states, but it's probably pretty darn close. Countries, obviously I drank in Canada with you when I came up that one Thanksgiving. Germany, yes, Italy, Australia, New Zealand, we're over there, yeah, for sure. So it might be a few that I'm leaving out, but I don't really get to travel as much as I want to, and given the pandemic, nobody's traveling anywhere anyway, so I have some places to go drink some beers. Gotta start making a list.
All right. Question number 3, Jer. Tell us about your most memorable beer drinking experience.
So last year that I was in coaching before I made the transition and left, you know, as we're former coaches, Denver, Crossroads, big tournament. Shout out to Eduardo Frilos. This you're in a craft beer area that's just a huge pocket. So much great craft beer in Colorado. So the last time around, I went out a few days early before the tournament and spent a couple of days where I just drove out to Fort Collins. And Fort Collins is like a brewery capital, maybe of the U.S., maybe bigger. I mean, there's so many great breweries. There's small hidden gems like Funkworks and Horse and Dragon. And then there's bigger ones like Odell's and New Belgian. So I just spent a couple of days just hitting as many of them as I could, which in and of itself was good and was the plan. But the trick was that there was a tremendous snowstorm that was rolling across the country and rolled right on through Colorado. I got in before the snow endangered the event and people couldn't get in and all this other stuff because I went early. But that meant the couple of days that I was in Fort Collins, and I'm driving around in snowstorm, that's snow's blowing sideways and it's accumulating by the half hour. And, you know, they're no stranger to snow, like you in Alaska, no stranger to snow. And they were still like, dude, it's kind of dangerous. It's like, I can't believe you're out here. I go to a place and they're like, we're going to get ready and close. So I'm going to drink a beer. I'm going to leave. I'm like, we just got here. It's like not even noon. And they're like, it's getting dangerous. We got to go home. We got to be safe. So I think the combination of all that and people saying, you did what? And I'm looking at all my check-ins for that. They're like, holy crap. And I was like, yeah, I did it in a snowstorm, driving around in a rental car for a couple of days. So we'll make that pretty memorable.
Hope you got the insurance on the car.
Yeah, you scale. I lived in Minnesota for 3 years. I mean, you learn how to drive in the snow. You know how to drive. It's not that bad. You just got to be careful and it's fine. And it wasn't like there are a lot of other people out there on the road.
That's a good point. You had the roads all to yourself.
Exactly.
Question number 4. What is your favorite brewery to visit?
Well, you don't want to alienate anyone. There's so many great ones out there. But if it's, hey, anytime I can get there, It's got to be Leinenkugel's. When I lived out there in Minnesota and we drive over there into Wisconsin at Chippewa Falls, definitely there. We try to go every year for their family reunion, which was a Saturday before Father's Day. And it's just a huge event. It's there. You get brewery tours and there's free beer and there's food and there's music and just, you know, so many things going on. And it's all to appreciate the customers. You know, Leinenkugel puts it all on. They don't charge you a thing. And it's, you get to meet amazing people and hang out for a whole day. And so, you know, Mike Hall and Andy Saylor and I would go out there and try to even go, even after I left Minnesota, came up one of my first year in Texas. And I was like, hey, Mike, we're going to go. And it was a great time. And they, you know, gave us a coupon for a 12 pack of beer, free. And so, you go pick your, 12 pack from about 7-8 different kinds. And I got my Sunset Wheat, which has sadly been retired, and he got his canoe paddler, and so it was great. You know, went back to the hotel, and after the day, we're like, hey, we got some beers to drink. And I was like, wait, I flew up from Texas. How am I getting my beer home in these bottles? And he's like, hey, more free beer for me. So I think Mike still has my beer. So Mike, I want my Sunset Wheat back. I'm coming for it.
Mike, Jerry's asked for his beer back. If you can go ahead and send it to him, not the empty bottles that
probably Yeah, don't send me the empty bottles. That would be bad. That would be bad.
I thought you might go the Leinenkugel because I know you've been multiple times. I actually, when I bought this six pack, and it's the Snowdrift Vanilla Porter, and it's really tasty, but I bought it thinking about you, my friend. It was a way to stay connected over the miles. And like, yep. In fact, Jill, who is not really a Porter fan, starting to get better at it now. But Jill was my wife, by the way. So we took one sip of this and I was like, hey, do you want this one or the other one? She took one sip of this one, snatched out of my hand and went, nope, that one's mine. Okay, you can have Vanilla Porter. Comes from knowing you, my friend. Comes from knowing you. All right, question number five. And again, don't overthink it. Just jump right in. Your favorite place to kick back and have a cold one in person?
Wow. That's a tough one. There's so many different ways you could go with that. You know, anytime you can drink with friends, that's going to be great. It doesn't really matter where you are, just hanging out and drinking with friends. Obviously, it's what we all miss being able to do during the pandemic. But the weather's nice. Any number of the farm breweries here in Maryland, like Milk House, or Manor Hill, Wardaka, just beautiful places to sit outside and enjoy Mother Nature and have a beer. If it's a little colder like now, what immediately comes to mind is Brookville Farm. They have this great tap room that really looks like a Midwestern lodge. It kind of has that Minnesota, Wisconsin type feel. Reminds me of my time back in Minnesota. So that's pretty nice. Tell you the place that's probably seen the most activity during the pandemic is my deck out back, sitting out there just drinking some beers and all. But when the weather was nicer, now not so much.
Well, nowadays, my favorite place is the driveway because I get to see other people.
Hey, anytime you can socially distance and hang out in your driveway, talk with neighbors and things, that's pretty good with what's going on right now.
Question number six, describe the scene for us, particularly those of us that listen to the podcast more so than view it. The most photographic place you've ever had a brew.
Sitting at the end of a pier, you know, you're like your own little private pier and dock with a couple of wooden chairs there. There's water. There's all the leaves and everything have changed for fall, as I love the fall. So you've got all that gorgeous color and that crisp kind of smell in the air. And it's just a little bit of coolness and dampness and sitting there just drinking a beer, you know, watching Mother Nature, maybe even the sunset. That's what I'm going to go with.
Well, I don't know if you've seen what weather's like here in Alaska, but it was 5 degrees here last night. So outdoors is not my favorite option currently, unless there's a heater involved.
Yeah, you definitely need to have a heater involved.
Final question for you here. Question number seven. When COVID-19 is over, who are you looking forward to sharing a pint with?
Anyone. Seriously, I will share a pint with anyone willing to share a pint with me once this quarantine's over. That's how bad it's been for me. Man, we might have been bitter enemies before, but after all these days of quarantine, I'm like, I'll probably share a pint with you. I mean, obviously fly out there to Alaska and have a beer with you and, you know, share one with Eduardo in Colorado, and I owe more than a few down there in Georgia with Scott, and get out to see Mike and Andy and the group that's out there in Minnesota, and up to see Rich in New York, and Matt up in Connecticut, and Phil down in Tennessee. So plenty of people to drink beer with. I don't think that's going to be a problem. Finding people to drink, finding people to share a pint with is not going to be a problem.
Nope. No, I think it'll be pretty easy, right?
Well, it's a cool segment. I like it, you know, straight from the tab. Very cool. It's a good name. I like it. Yeah, we'll have to see about that becoming something that we rapid fire throw at people in the future.
I think it'll be fun for you. I think you'll have a good time with it. And cool. I think, again, it's one of those things like we talked about where if it's a constant thing, people will kind of look forward to it, right?
Absolutely. I hope that our audience enjoyed it as much as we did.
I hope so too, man. It's been seriously a lot of fun. I really appreciate, you letting me be here on the show and kind of getting a chance to chat with you. And I really kind of appreciate getting a chance to draw you out a little bit too, because, you know, it's the brain behind the other voice on the camera and on the microphone that is asking those questions. So thanks, man.
Yeah. I appreciate the suggestion, sir. Prost.
Prost.